Ray Ellison was born on July 30, 1917, in Greenville, Texas, but at an early age moved to San Antonio, where he would make his mark on the building industry. He graduated from San Antonio Vocational and Technical School, now known as Fox Tech, in 1936, and shortly thereafter found himself in Arizona surveying highways. On these desert highways is where Ray would have his first taste of land development. After World War II, Ray realized the need for affordable housing for young families and became a custom home builder. Meeting the basic human need for shelter was the foundation and driving force of the company he built. During his career, Ray built over 50,000 homes in Central Texas. He pioneered new methods of production and used futuristic thinking to provide the highest value home at the lowest possible cost to homeowners. At one time, Ray's firm was not only the largest individually owned home building company in Texas, but in the nation. Ray also played an active role in industry associations. He received the President's Award from the Greater San Antonio Builders Association, and his contributions to the HBA earned him the prestigious Builder of the Year Award, the highest award a builder can receive. In 1983, he was proudly inducted into the National Association of Home Builders Hall of Fame for his unending service to the industry. The lessons of fairness, kindness, and humility were the foundation of life that he passed to his children, Ray Jr. and Bonnie. He was an unassuming man, described by friends as generous. Relationships were something that he valued highly, whether teaching his three grandchildren the perfect way to cast a line or the loyalty he displayed to his employees and vendors alike. Ray impacted all who came into his life. During his 46 years of business in the San Antonio housing market, Ray played a key role not only in building homes, but in building lives. Ray donated millions of dollars to charities and was devoted to San Antonio and the quality of life of its citizens. Ray's forward thinking and honest work ethic profoundly changed the way homes were built. To say that Ray built homes in San Antonio would be an understatement. More accurately put, Ray housed San Antonio.